Today we're going to talk about God's ways and His rich mercy for us.
今天我们要跟大家分享是神的道路与他丰盛的恩典。
I don't know if any of you have seen this game. This is from the 1950s. It's called Mad Libs.
不晓得你们有玩过这样一个游戏，这是美国50年代兴起的一个游戏，叫做《疯狂大填空》。
And the game starts with a story, but you can see there's blanks there.
那它是一个小故事，但您有没有注意到有很多很多要填空的地方？
And one player would ask for nouns and adjectives and names to fill in those blanks.
那玩家有一个人会想喊说，我要一个名词，要一个形容词，要一个动词等等。
And the other player would pick words without knowing what the story is about at all.
那另外一个就是很盲目的选择出一些字语出来，因为他完全不知道故事是怎么一回事。
And the whole point is that you want something really funny at the end.
然后这故事主要的这个巨头就是说。这个写出来是很好笑的。
So here's one that I found online. I'll just read you a couple sentences from.
让我找出一些例子。
Here are some of the voluminous phrases you might unfortunately remember hearing from your mother's cornhole.
说这里有一些很丰满的字句，但是很不幸的，你很可能听到的，你可能是从你妈妈的这个什么叫玉米小沙包里面听到的。
Well, if the other unicorns jump off the Brooklyn Donut, would you do it too?
如果是别的独角兽从这个布克林的甜甜圈里面跳下来，你也会这样做吗？
Don't use your armadillo to wipe your face. Always have a clean donkey with you.
要用的穿山甲来洗你的脸，永远是用一个驴子来洗你的脸。
Oh well, I guess when I'm older, I'll impart some of the same crusty wisdom to my young Cheez-Its.
当我这个年纪的时候，年老的时候，也许会把我一些脆皮式的智慧传给我比我年轻的Cheese饼小饼干。
So the whole point of this game is that you get strange and funny sentences when you fill in the blank incorrectly.
所以这个游戏的主要就是让你在这个填空的时候填一些天马行空驴头不对马嘴的字句，然后就变得很好笑。
But in actual life, there's times that we fill in the blank incorrectly, and it's not so funny.
但是真实的生活中，我们常常是填一些不对的字句，然后就一点也不好笑。
Here's some that we might have incorrectly filled in.
我们可能填一些错误的字句，比如说
Parenting teenagers is
青少年的父母是很
miserable
凄惨的很惨的
You guys are laughing. These aren't supposed to be funny.
It's true, isn't it?
How about this one? A productive life is a busy life.
忙碌的生活就是很有建设性的
How about this one? Religion is boring and a weakness.
要是枯燥而且是软弱的。
Kids are terrible in their twos.
两岁的小孩是最恐怖的。
Or one more. People are talking about me behind my back.
人们总是在背后来谈论我。
Now, these aren't true, but they can often lead you to think and do things that aren't great if you think they're true.
其实不见得一定是正确，但是常常就把你引入一些不好的心态，或者甚至一些不好的行为。
And filling in the blank incorrectly can lead to wrong mindsets and wrong behaviors.
当你把这个真实生活中的这个填空填错的话，就把你引到不好的道路，不好的心态。
I'm not sure if you've had this happen to you, but I definitely have myself.
那您会不会这样？但是我是有时候是会这样子的。
I was sitting in a staff meeting once at Saddleback Church years ago, listening to Pastor Rick talk about the basics of Christian faith.
几年以前，我坐在一个职员的一个会议中，听华人牧师在讲有关于基督教的一些基本的信仰。
And to be honest, I was a little grumpy because I thought he could have been talking about deeper things.
这老实说我有点不满意，我觉得哎呀，这太简单了吧，这个谈点有深度的吧。
Then he asked the question, What is the primary purpose of our life?
而他问了一个问题，说你生命中最重要的目的目标是什么？
That's easy, I thought. Our primary purpose is to be loved by God.
心里说，哎呀，这太简单了吧？我们人生的最终的目的不就是要，就是要爱神吗？
And I think I even filled in the blank on my notes before he gave his answer.
在他没有给答案之前，我已经把我填空都填好了，就是爱神。
But then he said, our primary purpose in life is.To be loved by God.
然后华伦牧师给的答案是说，主要的目标是被神所爱。
Not to love God, but to be loved by God.
最主要目标不是去爱神，而是被神所爱。
Now, don't get me wrong. We should love God, but our primary purpose is to accept His love, to be loved by Him.
我不是说我们爱神不重要，但是最重要的目标是被神所爱。
And by filling that blank incorrectly, it meant that I was very concerned with pleasing God and appeasing God, and more so than letting Him love me.
所以当我填空填错了，表示我的想法是不对的。我想的是怎么样去，讨好神，怎么样让神，高兴一点，而不是说被神所爱。
It shaded everything I did for God, and with thoughts that I wasn't acceptable.
因为我觉得自己不够好，也许神不能完全的接受我，以至于必须要做一些事情来讨好神，所以就是让我的思维跟行为完全是有点不对了。
And unlike filling in the Mad Libs wrong, this wasn't so funny.
所以和跟我们刚刚玩的那个疯狂大填空的游戏不同，真实中的填空，你如果填错的话，是一点也不好笑。
But this attitude.Is very common. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's felt this.
但是我觉得这种态度是非常的普遍的。我应该不是唯一的一个人。
Because we often project our expectations of who God is onto God instead of letting Scripture tell us who He is.
我们常常是把我们对神的看法、想法投射在神的身上，而不是根据在圣经所讲的。
We have an idea.Of who we think God is and what He should be like, but that's often very different from what the Bible tells us.
我们常常想着说神是一个怎么样的神，但是圣经所讲的神往往是跟我们的想法是相悖的。
We're often more likely to base our view on God on examples from our life.
我们常常从我们人生自己经验里面来影射出对神的看法。
So we see God like our father or our teacher.Or a boss or a coach that we've had.
我们常常把神想成说，哦，我们的爸爸，或者是我们的老师，或者是我们的老板，或者是我们的教练等等这样的一个人物。
And the problem when we do this is that we also give him those very human attributes that those people had.
所以问题是，当我们把神想成这样的角色，我们往往也赋予神这种角色的一种特征。
So we may see God as angry or unjust or grumpy or worried.
所以我们会把神想成说，哦，神大概有时候会是很，愤怒的，或者是不公平的，或者是脾气不太好的，或者甚至会忧虑的一种神。
Have you ever come across someone that told you, "I don't believe in God"?
大概有经历过有些人告诉你，就说我不相信有神。
Next time you do, ask them what kind of God they don't believe in.
下一次您可以问他说，你所拒绝的神是一个什么样的神呢？
Because most likely they're going to describe a God that is spiteful and angry.
很可能他们形容出的神就是脾气很坏，然后有恶意的，或者是脾气很不好的一个神。
So of course they don't believe in God, and we don't believe in that God either.
这样的神当然你不会相信，我也不会相信啊。
We often believe in a God that's made after our own image and then reject this because God is, the God that we make is horrible.
我们常常用自己的主见来制造一个神，然后我们又拒绝这样一个神，因为这样一个神是我们不喜欢的。
John Calvin said, there is nothing that troubles our consciences more than when we think that God is like ourselves.
所以这个约翰加尔文就说，我们当我们想象的神，当我们想象的神是超过真正的神的时候，就是我们 最大问题的时候。
So why do we do this?
为什么要这样做呢？
This is actually ingrained into us.
让我们是深刻化在我们骨子里的。
And this problem goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden.
所以这要追溯到 基甸亚当跟夏娃的那个园子。
When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, it was because they wanted knowledge and power.
当亚当跟夏娃吃到这个知道善恶分别善恶果子的，他们要有这个权利。
And instead of letting God define what was right and wrong, they wanted to do that themselves.
他们想要自己有这个能力来判断，来决定什么是好跟坏。
Really, they wanted to make God in their own image instead of trusting what God said about himself.
所以他们不愿意相信神给他们显露出的神性, 而宁愿去制造出一个合乎他们自己心意的一个神。
And this is the whole reason for idols too.
这也是为什么我们有这么多的偶像。
We can't fathom a God so good and so loving as our Creator, so often we reject him in favor of something we can grasp, something lesser.
因为我们人是没有办法了解身为一个造物之主会如此的爱我们，所以我们就自己造出一个次等的神，觉得我们可以接受、可以了解的。We
read about this in Romans chapter 1.
然后我们就看在这个罗马书第一章21到23节就看到这样子。Verse
21 and 23 says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things."
大家一起念好不好？罗马书一章21到23，因为他们虽然知道神。
And if you look outside the Bible to other cultures, you will see gods that have all of the worst qualities of humanity. They're angry and they're jealous, they're capricious, they're lustful, and they're self-absorbed.
你们跳过圣经而去看我们这些文化的话，你就看到我们所有的这些 ，Okay, can we get it? 我们就看到很多我们自己制造出来这个所谓次等的这个神，就有很多我们自己人的属性，而不是神的属性。
So we have to ask ourselves, why do we avoid who God truly is?
我们必须要扪心自问，为什么我们想要远离这样一个神呢？
What's the point of rejecting a loving God in exchange for something so much worse?
为什么我要拒绝一个这么有大爱的神，而去接受一个非常非常非常次等的神呢？
As Adam and Eve showed us, we want a God that we can control, a God that we're in charge of.
但是亚当夏娃就告诉我们，就说原因就是因为我们自己想要有这个控制权，我们要控制。And
just as the serpent lied to Eve, our enemy, the devil, still uses those same lies against us today.
就好像这个蛇对亚当夏娃所说的谎言一样，今天他同样一个同样的谎言在对我们说。We
just can't fathom the generous love and mercy of God.
就是没有办法了解明白神的大爱，神的恩典。I
think many of us, if we think deep down that if God is nice to us, that we must owe him something.
常常觉得如果神对我们好的时候，说哦，那我们要欠神一笔债吗？
Or if something's wrong, we think, ah, God's gonna strike me down.
如果做错事，神什么时候那个闪电就要打下来呢？
See, the natural bent of our minds is towards reciprocity, towards fairness.
人的本性所思维就是说，哦，一种等价的价值观，一种什么叫做公平。
And if you don't believe me, just try to split a pack of cookies between a group of kids.
您不相信的很简单，你就给一个小朋友分一盒饼干，让他们自己分，你就知道了。
Could you imagine a father giving his son a gift, and the very first thing the kid does after receiving the gift is go to his piggy bank to try to get enough money to pay his father back for the gift?
你想象说，当一个父亲给他儿女礼物的时候，他的小朋友们第一件做的事情就跑去把那个小猪的存钱罐里面扣出钱来，然后把钱给爸爸吗？
That would be very strange, right? But that's often what we do to God.
很奇怪是吧？但是这就是我们对神所作所为。
This is why Jesus taught. He said in Matthew 7, If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
在福音七章十一节，大家一起好吗？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
See, our ability to truly grasp the goodness of God is lost because of the fall.
当我们人类堕落以后，我们这种能够了解神心意的能力就丧失了。
But here's the good news that we can celebrate today.
我有一个好的消息告诉你。
We can celebrate that God's ways are higher than our ways.
可以庆祝的是，因为他的道路高于我们的道路。
In the book of Isaiah, we read all of the ways that the nation of Israel had forsaken God and done wrong.
在以赛亚看到这个以色列这个民族一再的背叛神。
And though God does pronounce judgments against them, He doesn't disown them. He doesn't destroy them.
神也宣布了他的审判。然后也会处罚他们，但是他从来没有要丢弃他们。
What is God's reaction to Israel's constant rebellion?
然后神对于以色列人一再的拜逆的反应是什么呢？
He says, "Come back to me."
他说的是回来吧，回来吧。
This is Isaiah 55 verses 7 through 9. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord.That he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as high as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
当七到九节，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念。归向耶和华，耶和华就心怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
Can you hear the love and the compassion and the desire for God's people in these verses.
在这些经文里，您能不能够体验到神对我们的大爱呢？
God wants Israel to return so that he may have compassion on them and abundantly pardon them.
神要以色列能够回归，转回来，然后神可以把他的大爱，浇灌在他们身上。
And he wants the same for us too.
对我们也是如此。
As people, when we're wronged, what do we do?
当有人错待我们的时候，我们的反应是什么呢？
We want retribution. We want punishment. We want the one who hurt us to feel pain, right?
我们要复仇，我们要报复，我们要那个人也尝试到我们承受的痛苦。
Instead, God says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses." Made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
所书二章四到五。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们的死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同复活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Instead of returning the pain that we've caused him with more pain, he desires to forgive us.
所以他不是 以痛以牙还牙，而是又更加的恩待我们。
His ways are different, and his intentions are higher.
他的意念他的道路都高过我们的意念高过我们的道路
In Psalm 103 verse 11 we read For as high as the heavens are above the earth So great is his steadfast love to those who fear him
篇103篇第11节说天离地何等的高他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大
And fear in this verse doesn't mean to be scared of God It meansto stand in awe of him.
讲敬畏并不是说要惧怕神而是因为神的罪我们实在太惊异的不可自理。
And for those of us who have accepted Jesus, we still make mistakes, right?
在没有那个信主以前我们就犯这样的过错。
Every day we miss the mark.
信主的人也我们也常常还是犯错常常是没有中这个中标没有中这中心。
But God calls us to himself once again so that he can sweep us into his arms.
所以神就再一次呼唤我们他能够让他能够拥抱我们。
And this is exactly what Jesus was teaching about in the parable of the prodigal in Luke 15.
就是耶稣基督在路加福音所讲的这个所谓的浪子回头的故事这个比喻。
Right, there was a father with two sons.
爸爸两个儿子。
And the younger son wanted his inheritance before his father passed away.
所以这个小儿子在父亲生前就跟爸爸要他的遗产。
In that culture, that was like him saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead."
在当时那种文化中，就表示跟他爸爸说，老头子，你怎么还不死啊？
But out of his great love for his son, the father did what he was asked for.
爱这个儿子就答应他了。
And the younger son takes this money and he wastes it all on pleasure.
这小儿子拿了钱以后就在那边逍遥自在不久他的钱就花光了。
And when a famine strikes and he's starving, he decides to go home, apologize to his father, and just plead to become a servant in his father's household.
对，到饥荒来临的时候他已经是走投无路了他就决定要回家了然后他想好一套的说辞请他爸爸原谅然后他愿意放弃他做儿子的名分 只想做一个家里的奴工就好了仆人就行了。
But while the son was still a far way off, the father saw him.
但是当这个儿子在回家的路上还远远的在另外一头的时候父亲就已经看到了。
That means the father was looking for him.
表示父亲是一直在那边等待着他的。
And the father ran to him and embraced him.
然后父亲就跑过去抱住他的儿子。
He wouldn't even take the son's apology.
然后甚至也不管他的儿子有没有道歉。
Instead, he clothed him and he threw a party.
就这里讲说让他穿上上好的衣服然后给他开了一个欢迎回家的一个 party.
Why did he do this?
他为什么这样做呢?
The son wanted to apologize and just be a servant, right?
儿子就想要道歉然后就是你帮我降这个仆人就行了
But the father, our father doesn't want servants he wants sons and daughters to fellowship with him at his table
我们的父他要的不是仆人、啊、他要的是坐在 跟他一起坐在一个台面上可以跟他有交通的儿女不是仆人
Luke 15 verse 24 says For this my son was dead and is alive again He was lost and is foundAnd they began to celebrate.
路加福音十五章二十四，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
This is the heart of the Father.
这就是我们天父的心。
All it took was for the son to start moving toward his father, for the father to run to him in overflowing love and mercy.
要朝他那个边稍微移一下脚步，我们的天父就朝我们奔过来。
That's the heart of the Father.
父的心。
Now you may be saying, "I'm not like that. I don't waste all my money and time on pleasure."
说我不像这个浪荡子，散尽家财。
But remember, the father had two sons.
您记得他还有一个大儿子吧
？And one found identity in pleasure.The other one found his identity in keeping all of the rules.
小儿子是一个享乐主义者，另外大儿子就是一个坚守律法主义者。
See, whether you indulge yourself or you judge others for not keeping rules, it all leads to the same dead end, which is separation from God.
不管您是一个放纵的享乐主义者，或者这个严以律己、严以批判别人的这个主义者，你最终的目的都是一样，结果都是一样的，就是与神隔离。
You can be an immoral dead person, or you can be a moral dead person, but either way, you need the love of the Father.
您可以是一个很有道德的一个死人，或者您可以是一个没有道德的死人。
And the good news is, he is so willing to give his love.
好消息是说他这么的愿意给我们他的大爱。
Micah 7 verse 18 says, Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love.
加速七章十八节说：“神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩呢？”
Of course, there are consequences to our sin.
当然，我们犯罪是有后果的。
Yes, God is a God of justice.
所以，神是一个公义的神。
And those who don't seek his forgiveness do have to bear the full weight of their sin themselves.
所以当人不追求神的时候，他的确要自己负担起这个责任跟罪孽。
But for those who admit their wrongs and move towards God, there is abundant mercy.
但是对那些肯认罪悔改而且奔向神的人是有无比的大爱。
God delights in his steadfast and promise-keeping love.
神是一个喜欢信实的，而且喜欢守信的一个神。
And he is so rich in mercy that Ephesians 2 goes on to say, He raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show us the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
他的恩典是如此丰富，我们看一下以弗所书二章六到七节。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，明显给我后来的世代看。
He desires to show us his immeasurable riches.
他非常愿意想要让我们知道他的无穷尽的恩典。
And here's the best part.
最好的就在这儿。
The Old Testament tells us about God's mercy, but the New Testament shows us.
所以当旧约告诉我们神的恩典，新约神就把它显现出来。
See, this fountain of mercy that's flowing from God was embodied and demonstrated in Jesus, the Messiah.
透过了耶稣基督道成肉身的这个神，就活活的把他的恩典活活的显示给我们看。
And as God in the flesh,He came to teach and to show the actual true heart of God.
他自己道成肉身，他告诉我们，教导我们，什么是真正的神的心意。
And Paul celebrates this in Titus 2:11.
所以保罗在提多书二章十一节是这样说的。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Paul is saying that Jesus is the grace of God in the flesh.
保罗是在说耶稣基督就是神的恩典，道成肉身，把神的恩典显现出来。
In the New Testament, the Gospels, they show us what this grace looks like.
在这个四福音新约里面就告诉我们神的恩典是怎么一回事。
It looks like healing.And blessing, and teaching, and moving towards those in sin and those in pain.
包括所谓的教导，所谓的医治，所谓的这个善待这个罪人，以及这个这些苦难中的人。
And ultimately, it looks like taking on the sins of the world and dying on a cross.
那最终是替我们世人的罪死在十字架上。
This is a mercy so rich, it tore down death and brought life.
如此丰盛的大恩，以让我们能够出死入生，让我们能够出黑暗入光明。
And this life that we have is a gift given to us every day as God sustains us until we see Him face to face.
如今的生命，每天的活的，每天的日子，都是神靠着神的扶持，扶持靠着他的恩典。
So what do we do with this?
所以我面对这样的恩典，我们应该做出什么样的反应呢？
In light of God's mercy, how do we respond?
我们神的恩典，我们要怎么样去应对呢？
Maybe in your life you've been mistreated.
也许您在生命中曾经受过伤害。
You might say, you don't know the ways that I've been beat down by life and the pain I've faced, and my life shows that God has no mercy.
也许有人会说，您不知道我遭受了多少的困难，我这个人生就已经被打趴了。
But the evidence of God's mercy isn't your life, it's Christ's life.
但是在神的恩典不是彰显在你的身上，而是彰显在耶稣基督的身上。
And he was mistreated and misunderstood and abandoned and crucified in your place.
他也是受到众人的伤害，他也是被人家误解，然后他也是被人家遗弃过，然后甚至于为了我们的罪而被钉在十字架上。
And because he walked through that dark valley, he will walk you through yours too.
他曾亲身的经历过这个死亡的黑暗的幽谷，他也会同你一起度过你人生的幽谷。
Or maybe you feel like you've messed up too many times and you've wasted God's mercy.
也许你觉得说我已经是无药可救了， 我错过太多了神的给我的恩典，我对不起他太多次了。
So what does he do with people like that?
然后像这样的人，神的是如何做的呢？
He just pours out more mercy.
他就是给他更多的恩典。
The more you squander, the more he gives.
走得越远的人，神越要给他恩典，把他拉回来。
That's his heart.
他的心。
Do you know what the most quoted verse in the Bible is?
您知道在圣经里面被讲的提的最多的经文是什么吗？
This is the verse most used over and over in the Bible.
被人用的最多的经文是这一条。
It's Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7.
外记记34章6到7节。
And this is the one place that God himself tells us what he is like.
在这里神亲自的宣告他是一个什么样的神。
Moses is on the top of Mount Sinai, and it says, The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
摩西在西乃山的时候，神经过他面前，然后宣告说，出埃及三十四六，我们一起念。耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
See, it doesn't matter if you feel like you're the older brother or the younger brother.
不管您觉得您是大儿子，或者您觉得您是小儿子。
It doesn't matter if you've been sinned against or you're the one doing the sinning.
不管是您被别人所错待，或者是您自己犯下很多的错误。
Either way, God wants to richly lavish his mercy on you.
要神都是要要呼召你，然后要在你身上施行大恩。
Like the father of the prodigal, God is waiting and watching on the road for you to return.
就像在浪子回头这个比喻中的这个父亲，他是等在路上，等着你回头。
So come home.
回来吧。
You've probably heard people say that you should give God your very best.
也许您听过有人说，你要把最好的奉献给神。
But actually, I think God wants us to give him our very worst.
事实上，我觉得也许神要的是我们是最好的、最不好的那一面。
One pastor said, the things that make you cringe the most make God want to hug you the hardest.
有一位牧师曾经这样说，当 你觉得最羞愧的那件事情，很可能就是神想要重重的拥抱你的时候。
So I want you to give God the very worst of you, because he will bring a glorious future out of it.
所以把你最高的最糟糕的东西显现在神面前，因为他会在之中成就美好的未来。
God wants to restore you to the beauty that we were all supposed to have before the fall.
神要你能够恢复到一个完美地步，到人在堕落之前那个美好的境界。
But this doesn't come from cleaning yourself up. It comes from taking your mess to him.
所以这个不能说靠着你自己把自己洗干净，而是要靠着你把自己最不好的那一面、最糟糕的放在神的面前。
And he can redeem the very worst parts of our lives and use them for good, but he's not going to force his way on us.
他可以把你最不好的成就成最美好的未来，但是他不会去勉强你去这样做的。
We have to take the first step towards him.
要迈出那个第一步。
And even more amazing though, God doesn't just give you grace now. He gives you a glorious future for all eternity.
神并不只给你现在有恩典，而是在你未来有个荣耀的未来，美好的未来。
Let's return to Isaiah 55 one more time. In verse 12 and 13,Isaiah writes, For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees in the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that will not be cut off.
再次回到以赛亚书55章12到13节。你们必欢呼喜乐而出来，平平安安蒙引导，大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌，松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替蒺藜，这要为耶和华留名，作为永造的证据，不能剪除。
The promise of this verse is that God will lead us in peace, and all creation is going to shout for joy at the eternal restoration of God's sons and daughters.
这个经句就是应许我们说，神要我们带领到一个平安之地，然后所有的被造物都要欢呼，然后他的儿女们将会被他修复。
And when time is done,We're going to stand before him one day, and we're going to weep with relief at how low a view of his mercy-rich heart we had.
然后当时间到了，我们就要面对神的时候，我们会痛哭，失声痛哭，是因为我们觉得羞耻，羞耻于我们对神的期盼是如此的之低，同时也是一种释放，终于明白神对我们的爱是如此的高深，长阔高深。
Yes, it is important to love God.
的确，爱神是很重要的。
But our love for him must flow from his love for us.
但是我们对他的爱必须建筑上他对我们的爱上面。
And his love is higher than we can ever imagine.
他的爱是永远超乎于我们可以想象的。
Because God is infinitely compassionate, he's rich in mercy, and he's ready to forgive. In Luke 24, we read that when Jesus rose from the dead and he was talking to the disciples and telling them to go proclaim the gospel, he said to begin with Jerusalem.
所以在路加福音的时候，耶稣基督告诉门徒们要从耶路撒冷开始传福音。
Jesus told the disciples to begin preaching the gospel in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷开始传讲他的福音。
Jesus, this was the very place that caused you the most pain and agony.
因为就是在这个地方遭受到最大的痛苦。
And it's the first place that you tell us to receive your gospel message.
是一个第一个地点让我们接受到神的福音。
That is your heart. It is so rich in mercy.
所以神的心是如此的丰满，如此充满的大爱。
You bring mercy and forgiveness and new life to us.
神，你把您的恩典、您的新的生命带给了我们。
And you start at the very center of our pain and our rebelliousness.
然后就从我们最深处的这个痛苦中出来。
You start at our Jerusalem, the place where we first rejected you, and you heal us.
然后我们就开始于始于耶路撒冷，是我们拒绝您，是我们觉得最痛苦的地方。
So we come to you.
所以我们来到你的面前。
We offer all of us.
我们把我们完全的献上。
We bring you the good parts and we bring you the bad parts.
把我们的好，把我们的坏都交托在您的面前。
And we ask that you take all of it.
我们求您能够照单全收。
We ask that you show us your gentle and merciful heart.
我们求您向我们显示您的那种温柔，那种大爱。
And we ask that you redeem us.
求您能够救赎我们。
And that out of that new life that you send us to proclaim this good news to others.
从我们的新的生命中，让我们能够出去宣讲您的福音。
We're so grateful for your heart.
我们是如此的感谢您的心意，您的大爱。
We're so thankful that your ways are not our ways.
我们如此的感谢您的道路不是我们的道路。
We're so grateful that your love is so much higher than ours.
我们如此的喜悦，您的爱如此的超过我们的爱。
We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to move on.